You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class for a Friday here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard today. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, Scott Unash with you, Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joining us today from the back porch location, as he'll be back in studio with us coming up on Monday. Coming up on the program today, we're going to start our Friday topics this afternoon, and we are going to talk with you about there and get your thoughts about this topic as far as the world of sports is concerned. Top athletes you despise the most. Yeah, kind of topical, if you will, after everything that's the shenanigans that have gone on as far as the NBA is concerned, with people getting suspended and what have you. So we'll kick that around with you on the back half of the program here today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is the phone line as well. 319-366-1600. We'll take a look at the weekend in sports. Talk a little baseball with you on the program today as well. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. You can find out more by going to our website, kgymradio.com. And, of course, do not forget Mother's Day weekend. And thank all the moms out there, moms-to-be, et cetera, as we couldn't do it without them. And make sure you buy something nice for them out there. And that'll be coming up on Sunday. This is the earliest it could possibly be on the calendar, is May the 8th. I know Mark's got all that taken care of. Good afternoon, Mark. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Scott. And I do it, and I echo those sentiments. Looking forward to the topic today. We could even expand it to, I don't know, most despised people in sports, announcers, coaches. We'll see where things take us.
Oh yeah, my coaches. Yeah, I mean, could you go agents? I don't know. In this day and age, could you go boosters of athletic programs? you can go a lot of different directions on that, and we'll attack that for you coming up in just a little bit. Again, the text line and phone lines, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Great to have you aboard here on a Friday edition of the show. A lot to get to today before we get into our topic. As we mentioned, Mother's Day weekend and a busy weekend as far as NHL and NBA playoff action is concerned. In fact, talking about hockey, we're bringing in hockey tonight right here on all of our frequencies. 6 o'clock, the pregame. They'll drop the puck at around just past 6:30 this evening, as we will have Game 3 in the first round playoff series between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Toronto Maple Leafs from down in Tampa. And that series tied at 1. Most of all of the series, 6 of the 8 series in the National Hockey League are 1 apiece after the first 2 games. The only 2 that are not, you've got Carolina and Boston. Carolina leading that series 2-0. And also up 2-0 in their particular series would be Colorado over Nashville, as the Avalanche won last night 2-1 in Denver. They did that in overtime. But Calgary goes down last night. Rangers, Pittsburgh tied. Florida and Washington tied as well. Got NBA basketball coming up tonight. Game 3 between Miami and Philadelphia. Miami leading that series 2-0. Phoenix on the road at Dallas leading 2-0 in that series as well, as they only took a couple days off between games. Not 3 days like the Bucks and the Celtics. I think they actually play tomorrow. Fingers crossed on that one. So that's that Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend as well. Some of the big headlines, and of course, Major League Baseball continuing out there as we look ahead to the weekend. And Mark, first of all, I have to say happy birthday to my, I think, in my opinion, the greatest baseball player of all time. Again, that is only my opinion, but it is the, I believe, 91st birthday of one Willie Mays today, the Say Hey Kid. And he's still with us. And like I said, I still, in my estimation, I think he is still the best player to ever put on the uniform in baseball history.
Couldn't necessarily argue with you, Scott. I used to love watching him play. I put him in the same category. And, of course, we never saw Babe Ruth play or Joe DiMaggio or anybody like that. But Hank Aaron and Roberto Clemente and Willie Mays, I think those three guys are among the best baseball players I've ever seen.
How good of and obviously Clemente had his career shortened with the tragedy of the plane crash while on the humanitarian mission, but still, yeah, I mean, they're top 10. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But as far as five-tool guys, I mean, Willie Mays was the man out there. He could do it defensively. He had a terrific arm. He could steal a base for you. He can run something down in the gaps as far as the outfield. The Vic Wertz catch, still maybe the greatest catch in Major League Baseball history in the World Series back in, I believe, 54 against Cleveland. And, of course, he had pop in the bat. He could get on base, hit for a high average. Like I said, I think he was the guy. I think he was the guy, at least, in, like I said, in my opinion.
Yeah, that catch has gotten a lot of attention over the years. Was it the greatest catch ever? I mean, it was tremendous. Over the shoulder in center field, running away from the play.
At the Polo Grounds, big center field.
And you see a lot of great plays these days, don't you?
You do. Yeah, you do. No doubt about it. So, happy birthday to Willie Mays today. So you look back on that career, and then you look ahead. I know you are anyway, Mark, as a Minnesota Twins fan, but it will be the Major League debut coming up tonight for someone that you hope anyway someday we're talking about in the same breath as Willie Mays, although that's unfair.
Yeah, I think a lot of Cedar Rapids Colonel fans as well. The Twins have called up Royce Lewis, the number one overall pick in 2017, played right here in town, has had a star-crossed career because of COVID and injuries, missing all of 20 and 21. But right now he's tearing up AAA, and his call-up, while deserved, was necessitated by an injury to Carlos Correa last night. Correa was hit twice in the game against Baltimore, the second time on the knuckles of his finger, and they're further evaluating that. But it accelerated the promotion of Royce Lewis. So excited to see him in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, we'll see what he can do. And obviously, anytime, boy, the worst thing that can happen, and hit-by-pitches are seemingly up as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And hey, you got to pitch inside. That's sometimes the ball gets away, and that's the way it goes out there. But boy, I hate to see anyone get hit in the wrist area or the knuckles or the fingers. Those are the smallest bones. They are ones that can be broken. And like you said, I hope, you know, I'm a White Sox fan. You're a Twins fan. I want to see both teams at full strength. And I like Carlos Correa. I want to see him in the lineup. So I hope it's not a bad injury.
Yeah, it's a bittersweet day, really, when you consider Correa's injury and Lewis's promotion. I read that his parents boarded a flight in Los Angeles this morning to catch the game tonight against the Oakland Athletics. And I can only imagine, we've seen it a lot, but the thrill of the parent to see their son play in his first major league game. It's great moments.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. And hopefully he will have a very, very good start. 319-366-1600. We already got people weighing in as far as our topic is concerned. And Cyclone Tim wants compensation for being a Reds fan. I am sorry, Tim. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what to tell Reds fans out there.
Not even Tim is going to try to get tickets to that Field of Dreams game in August against the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, well, it'd
that's
be a,
not a great matchup at this point, is it?
Yeah, that's it'll be a great venue and a beautiful night. Let's hope. Let's hope for that out there. But, yeah, getting into baseball, I mean, we talked happy birthday again to Willie Mays and talked about the Twins calling up their number one prospect. But as we get into the month of May and the first full weekend, second weekend, if you will, as far as May is concerned. And as I mentioned, you can get a few things. And we're going to talk, Mike Petrillo is going to join us coming up next week to further dive into Major League Baseball. And we'll talk about the game with him next week. NFC. AL East right now, you got the Yankees, 18-7. They have the best record as far as the American League is concerned. And then you've got Milwaukee. Man, the Brewers are playing good baseball right now, and
they were just playing the Reds, Scott.
Well, I know that, but still, you gotta do what you do to get a victory, and they're doing that. They're 18-8. Dodgers are humming along right now. Dodgers go into Wrigley Field this weekend to take on the Cubs. That is Sunday night baseball coming up this week. On ESPN. We'll have that after NBA action coming up on Sunday. But, the Dodgers at 16-7. San Diego is right there. Padres have gotten off to a good start this year. They didn't get that good start last year. San Francisco has kind of hit a little bit of a sour run of it here as of late. They've lost four in a row, and they're in fourth place in the NL West behind Colorado at a 14-11. Everybody in the NL West right now is over 500 or at 500. The Arizona Diamondbacks, ladies and gentlemen, are 13-13. Now, I don't think they're going to be around when the dust clears, but, you know, good job by the D-backs so far.
Yeah, it's quite a division. There's no question about it. And you mentioned the Brewers and the Reds. The Reds are on, what is it, May 6th?
Yes.
14 and a half games out, 3-22. I'm sorry, Cyclone Tim.
You're killing him, man. You're killing him.
He knows. He knows.
True. 98-43, helping me out with my Willie Mays as the best player theory. Without missing 2+ years for military duty, Willie may be ahead of Bonds on the home run list. Hey, I'm not going to deny that. Yeah, I mean, you don't know what could have happened. Willie Mays could have got hurt, whatever the case may be. But I think if he stayed healthy, he had a fighting chance to possibly do that. And he played in a lot different era as far as baseball is concerned. It's always tough to compare eras, though, or eras, as people say. Eras, eras, whatever the case may be, it's tough to do that.
Well, while that statement it could be very true, you can say that about a lot of, old-time baseball players, Bob Feller, Stan Musial, Ted Williams, on and on and on. They served time in the military, and their stats, you know, whether they missed 1, 2, 3 years, they weren't able to accumulate those statistics for a very good reason.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 as we talk a little baseball with you at 319 on the Gym Class program presented by DePaco Community Credit Union here on KGYM. As the White Sox will get ready to go to Boston. They are there to take on the Red Sox for the weekend series, and that includes the first Sunday Peacock game coming up.
Great.
The early game. Is that Sunday or Monday? I'm not sure. But at any rate, it's the first Peacock game. And we talked about that earlier this week as far as the Big Ten is concerned. Are they going to have some streaming games? And I think that is going to happen. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And there's another example of that, as it will be coming up on Sunday. 11:35 start for that one out east. So 10:30 on Sunday to start your Mother's Day with a little White Sox, Red Sox baseball.
You'll be watching.
I hope, if I can figure out how to peruse and get that channel, streaming service, what have you, because I don't think I do. So I may be out of luck, man. I may be out of luck. We'll find
out. Well, there's ways to follow that. You'll take care of it, I know.
We will take care of it. We'll get that. And it's Waka and Cease, by the way. That's a heck of a pitching matchup. Michael Waka, 3-0 with a 1.38 ERA, by the way, for the Boston Red Sox early on.
Yeah, he's been really good. There's no question about it. And, you know, Boston's one of those teams that, you know, probably don't sleep on, right?
No, he can't. Even though they're in last place right now, tied with Baltimore.
Even though they're 10-16 and got a lot of ground to make up. I'll tell you what, Baltimore split a four-gamer with the Twins. They've got some really nice players. Mullins, Santander, Mountcastle. They're getting better.
They are getting better. They are getting better. And you'd like to see that. Boston right now, 8.5 games, though, behind the Yankees already. You know, you can't win a division or a pennant in April and May, but you can surely lose it at this time. And Boston's got much better talent, I think, than 10-16 right now. So
I agree.
I think they're going to be okay. 319-366-1600. And we'll get to our topic coming up here in just a little bit. There you go. Thank you, 6429. NBC is going to simulcast the first game on Peacock. So there you go.
You have it.
We are taken care of. Thank you very much, 6429. You made my Mother's Day. we'll keep one eye on that and everything else as far as to taking care of the wife and mom is concerned. Kentucky Derby coming up tomorrow. We had Barry Abrams on yesterday, the Far Turn from ESPN.com. That is the podcast. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to Kentucky Derby Talk on our podcast, available at KGYMradio.com under the Gym Class. You can also listen to the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn there. Spencer on sports as well. You can go to Apple or Spotify if you are so indulged to do that. But had a great discussion about the Derby and the Mo Donegal, the Iowa horse. Right around 10-1 odds, I think, right now. It should sit him about, what, fourth, fifth, right in there as far as the favorites are concerned. Do you have a horse besides, I mean, we both would love to see the Iowa horse win, Mark, but do you have a horse that you are leaning toward tomorrow for the Derby?
You know, not really. I think Barry Abrams gave us some great analysis yesterday. He mentioned that it could be a wet, if not sloppy, track. And I think he said that 12 of the 20 horses had never raced on a sloppy track. You throw that in, Mo Donegal is one of them, the Iowa horse, plus the fact Mo Donegal is starting on the rail. But Barry had an interesting observation there as well, that, you know, the gates are not what they used to be. So he's not going to be looking at that rail on the left-hand side as he leaves the gates. So, I mean, I think this thing is wide open. I'd hate to predict, you know, not like I'm going to bet on it or anything like that.
Well, I am going to throw out, I think I like the fact that he's raced on the mud before, if indeed it is going to be a muddy track. I know this is going out on a limb, but I like Epicenter, the favorite, to be wearing the roses tomorrow at about 6:15 Central Time. I think he's got a terrific starting post. I think he's going to make it through the field, and I think he's going to be. I think he's got the only chance for a Triple Crown winner this year. I think that is probably going to be it. I think the odds for a Triple Crown winner this year are very, very long. But if there is a horse that could do it, I think it is Epicenter. So,
I read a handicapper today that has nailed a lot of Kentucky Derby winners and win, place, and show. She likes Tis the Bomb and Cyberknife.
Really?
Take a look at those. Tis the Bomb, 25-1 right now. Cyberknife, 15-1.
Interesting. And as we learned yesterday, Barry likes the Japanese horse as well, because they have been Japanese-trained horses have been on fire.
The Taiba?
Yes. No, that's the Baffert horse. I knew you were going to ask me. I knew you were going to ask me the name. Now I'm going to look it up before people start texting in.
Don't pick Tawny Port. That's a lousy wine.
Crown Pride.
Okay.
Crown Pride. By the way, Mo Donegal down to 7-1 now as far as their odds. So there you go. Not too bad if you'd like to bet local or whatever as far as the Iowa-owned horse out there is concerned. Taiba is at 5-1 now. How about that? The Baffert horse moving up the line. Epicenter is at 9-2 right now out of the three holes. So that's the one I'm going with. But Taiba, how about that? People know Baffert's right now. He's doing, you remember the Bobby Valentine, you know, when he got, when he was the manager of the Mets and he got kicked out of the game and he came back with the fake glasses and the long hair, the fake wig. Bob Baffert is somewhere at Churchill Downs doing the same things. I guarantee you over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Well, he's suspended, right?
Yes.
His horses have been turned over to other trainers. And as Barry told us yesterday, he's got a bit of a footprint on this Derby.
But they're all his people.
Yep.
They're all his people. All right, 3:27. We're going to get to our topic coming up here in just a little bit. Most despised people in sports that are good, but despised out there. We've got a few of them coming in already at 319-366-1600. But Mark, I'm going to throw it to you as we will get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue, southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. Thanks to the entire crew over there, Dave and Chris and Jamie and everybody at Emil's.
Very unusual day in baseball. We have already had 5 games postponed on the Major League slate today. Those include the one afternoon game, the Dodgers at the Cubs, also postponed. Kansas City and Baltimore, the Mets and Philly, Texas and the Yankees, and Toronto and Cleveland. Except for the Cubs and Dodgers, you can see a pattern there. A lot of weather going on, or bad weather. There's weather everywhere.
Yeah.
Bad weather on the East Coast. Top of the hour, Iowa and Purdue get together in the first of their Big Ten series down at Duane Banks Field. That game moved up to 4:05 first pitch, so it can be shown on the Big Ten Network. Second round of the Wells Fargo Championships being held in Potomac, Maryland, D.C. area. Zach Johnson on the course right now through 9 holes. He is +1 on his round. +1 for the tournament, and currently 1 stroke outside the cut line. So Zach's got a bit of work to do on the back nine. Your leader, Jason Day by 3 strokes.
And it's a miserable day. 59 degrees and rain at TPC Avenal today. So it is not conducive to scoring. Day went out early.
The afternoon group got the worst end of things.
Yeah, Day went out early, but you and I are not complaining about that.
No.
No, we are not. All right, coming up on 3:30, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to dive into our Friday topic, our first one of the summer, or spring and summer. It'll feel like summer coming up next week, but we are going to talk with you out there at 319-366-1600. Top athletes that you despise the most. That can be coaches as well. Anyone under the umbrella and realm of sports. Let's keep other ways of life out of this. But in the sports realm, 319-366-1600. We'll get a weather update and back with you after this break here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
From the CBS 2 Iowa News Now with the first forecast. Center meteorologist Nick Stewart over tonight. Clearing skies. Temperatures a bit on the cool side of low, back near 40 degrees. For your Saturday, it's a day we've earned. Mainly sunny skies. Highs finally back near 70, near normal. On Sunday, a chance for showers in the early morning and early afternoon as well. Highs back in the mid-60s. On Monday, sunny and borderline hot. Temperatures back in the low 80s for highs, a chance for thunderstorms late. And that was a check of your Iowa News Now weather first forecast.
Severe weather can sneak up fast. And Linn County REC wants you to stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so here's a handy checklist to help you get prepared for storm-related power outages. First, make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. Second, visit the Outage Center at LynnCountyREC.com to familiarize yourself with resources like the Outage Map and details on how to report an outage. Third, sign up for Outage Alerts so Linn County REC can notify you if the power goes out at your home or business and let you know when it comes back on. Next, if you have a portable generator, be sure you know how to use it safely. Follow all guidelines and manufacturer instructions. And finally, for more information, go to LynnCountyREC.com, helping you plan ahead. Another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother lives in leggings, hauls kids around in the SUV, and serves quick, healthy meals on family-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but her teen and stalker jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to her teen and stalker and choose beautiful colored stone jewelry, spectacular diamond earrings, radiant pearls, or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Every once in a while, something's bound to fall through the cracks. That's why Midwest One Bank created Overdraft Flex. With Flex, you avoid paying overdraft fees when you overdraw your checking by $50 or less. Just another way Midwest One Bank makes life easier. That's Midwest One Bank. And that's simply better banking. Learn more at midwestone.bank/overdraftflex. Consumer checking must be enrolled in overdraft privilege service. Qualifying conditions, restrictions, and standard overdraft collection procedures apply. Member FDIC.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back in the gym class at 3:33 here in KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Ben on the other side of the glass, our producer here today. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. That is also our phone line as well. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the gym class program, going to dive into our first topic of 2022 in the spring and summer here on the gym class on Fridays. And Mark, go ahead and introduce our topic today.
Well, we want to talk about the most despised athletes or people in sports. Those that are very good at what they do, but despised.
What's despised is Mark sounding like Darth Vader. So we are going to get that fixed. Mark, we will be right back with you. Ben is going to do his magic in here. So we will get that fixed and taken care of here. And we'll hear from Mark coming up in a minute or so. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Texts coming in already. They started off right at the start. And I hate to say it, but I knew this one was coming. And also knew that it was going to make me feel a little bit on both sides of the aisle as far as this is concerned. And that is Phil Mickelson, who right now may or may not be serving a suspension on the PGA Tour for comments he made about the PGA Tour as well as the new Saudi Tour. Now, you put that on top of a couple other people who have said today, Sergio Garcia, because Sergio Garcia was some very interesting comments that he made as far as the same subject is concerned after the first round yesterday at the Wells Fargo. But Phil has been in the past a very, very sympathetic figure. He has been one that has really kind of been loved. When Phil was looking for that first major, he finally got it. Wife Amy going through her battles with breast cancer. And it was just a situation where there was a lot of sympathy going out for Phil. Now you're learning a little bit more about Phil, about the fact there are reports out there about just how much that he has bet over the years. And this is dealing with many figures as far as his betting debts at one time reported are concerned. And coming off the PGA Championship win at Kiowa last year, it's, like I said, it's very, very tough. We'll get Mark back on here in just a moment. We'll get his thoughts about it. But I knew that Phil Mickelson was going to be one of the first that people were going to comment on. And a lot of people have said there are two sides to Phil Mickelson and that he's got some skeletons in his closet. And perhaps we're starting to see those skeletons come out here right now. And Mark is back with us, I believe. Mark, I was talking about Phil because we've already had two or three texts saying Phil Mickelson. Yellow, are you there? Nope. No, Mark. Ben, are you trying to... Did you hit mute, Mark?
How about now?
There you go. Did you hit mute again?
I did.
All right. Very good. See what happens when you have a when you have a meeting after the program and you can't be here in
person? I do. It's to be in school, but I have to play after the show. So be it. But in terms of Phil Mickelson, excuse me, I expected Tiger Woods text before Phil Mickelson.
I did not.
Why do people despise Phil?
Because of what I think, just the fact that he has played the, you know, aw shucks guy over the years, and now we're finding out little by little about some of the things that have gone on, maybe in the background, and whatever, you know, some people think it's fine what he's been doing. If he has reported, what was it, $40 million that he has bet before? That's a lot of cash.
Lost 40 million.
I thought it was just bet 40 million.
I think it lost.
Okay. All right.
But if so, that's going to be included in an upcoming unauthorized biography on Phil. Yeah.
All right.
I think reports are during a 4-year period, he lost $40 million.
Yes, it did. Well, I think that maybe has rankled a lot of people. That and the fact of his comments about the PGA Tour and the Saudi Tour.
Yeah, that too.
I don't think about it. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here in the gym class on KGYM. 4570. This has to do with sports. Our friend Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. has been on more of our discussions over the years, I think, than anyone else, athlete or non-athlete in sports. I think Stephen A. Smith has been on an answer on most of these discussions.
The spies with a capital D. Ralph in Riverside bringing up Sergio Garcia, another professional golfer who made some comments yesterday that didn't sit well with Ralph. He's still not as big of a puke as Bill Romanowski.
There you go. 1288, who says, by the way, go wild. I have to come back with go blues on that one. Says Isaiah Thomas. And, yeah, I would agree about that. And that piggybacks with 9267. It says half of the Bad Boys Pistons team. Bill Laimbeer, Dennis Rodman, et cetera, et cetera. Along with Isaiah, probably the top three culprits as far as that glorious era of Detroit Piston basketball is concerned.
Yeah, I can see that. Laimbeer was not beloved by any means, no question about it. And 7148 chimes in with Skip Bayless.
There you go. You get Stephen A., you got to have Skip, right? And I think Skip's even worse because I think Skip just says things to get people talking and just doesn't believe in it. And at one, you know, at one time, Skip Bayless was a tremendously respected sports reporter, newspaper man in Dallas. And just, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Go check out the 30 for 30. As far as the SMU football team is concerned.
Coming too much up, drinking the cowboy Kool-Aid.
Could be. 342 here in the gym class program on KGYM. A couple that you have, Mark.
Yeah, I'll get back into athletes. And I know, I think you agree with me on this. NASCAR driver Kyle Busch.
Yep.
I just don't like the guy. You've had personal interactions with him refer to, but I think he's whiny, ultra successful, no question about it.
And very talented.
But I kind of despise him.
Well, we have the triumvirate now because 7148 says Colin Cowherd. So I think we've got them all now between Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith, and Colin Cowherd. So we don't, you know, we don't differentiate between networks and whatnot here on the program. Justin says Barry Bonds, and yep, I thought other than Phil would be a shoe-in, I thought Barry Bonds would be the other shoe-in because it's such a tough one because it's tough to hit a baseball. Toughest thing to do in sports is to hit a baseball. You got to be able to do it well. And you got to have the hand-eye coordination. He has that. You cannot deny it. Now, did he help himself out? I don't think there's any doubt in the world that he did. You still have to hit the ball, but when he hit the ball, it went a long ways.
No doubt about it. Steroids or not, he was a supremely gifted athlete who kind of ruined his career and reputation. And as I've thought about this, you know, most despised athletes and people in sports, I think it's one of two things. Either they've done something or said something that ticked people off, or they're ultra successful. And I think ultra successful people, some folks kind of despise. I had Aaron Rodgers on my list.
Tom Brady.
I respect Aaron Rodgers to the nth degree. But I think his attitude sometimes is a lot left to be desired. I mean, one of the all-time great quarterbacks. It doesn't matter if he plays for Green Bay or Tampa Bay. It doesn't matter. But he just kind of rubs me the wrong way. Especially takes the Packers down the field with a minute left to beat the Bears.
Well, that was before last spring and the little temper tantrum he threw before the season.
That's a guy that's ultra successful and may have a personality that rubs some people the wrong way. But I think a lot of it has to do with he's successful, as is Brady.
Yeah. 0560 with a athletic director who's very close to our somewhat close to our studios here, a bit to the south. Thank you, 0560. And Justin reiterates Tom Brady for sure in there. 29:36 as we're talking here, our first discussion of the year on a Friday here in the Gym Class program presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. 319-366-1600. That is the text line, phone line as well at 319-366-1600. Successful people in sports that you despise. 29:36 says Coach K, so smug he makes me sick.
And he's successful. He was successful.
I love Duke. Sorry, bad impression. Should not have tried it. Should not have tried it. I've done it before. Should not have tried it again. Yeah, Mike Krzyzewski kind of threw up his hands this year. I mean, he's getting to the retirement age, no doubt about that. But I think that NIL and other things, transfer portal, et cetera, may have pushed him to make that decision a little bit quicker. Certainly think that is as far as Jay Wright is concerned.
Yeah. Well, 87-77 coming through, Brad Davison.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I was waiting to see if somebody was going to go with the counterpunch as far as Brad Davison is concerned, but no one has done that yet. 91-85, John Calipari. I was waiting for that one as well. Floyd Mayweather says 0655. So we're getting into the boxing realm now. Interesting. Very interesting. I'll go with myself personally. I don't even know how. I guess he's one of you. I mean, Conor McGregor rubs me wrong. So
yeah,
that's just me out there. Another Brad Davidson vote. Everybody loves Brad Davidson. We haven't got this one as of yet, Mark, and in the world of baseball. I will get to that coming up in a moment, but let's go to the phones first and bring in, is it Keith or Kenneth?
Keith is fine.
Keith is fine, and from Iowa City. And how about your thoughts today?
This is sort of like a question. I'm not exactly sure, but maybe Deion Sanders, when he was prolific playing football and baseball, at the same time.
Because he was just that good?
I think he was a better football player than baseball, but having the ability to play at such a high level at the same time, people, you know, would hate him just because he was going to a Super Bowl and a World Series.
Yeah, I can see that.
The same way about Bo Jackson, Keith?
Oh, I'm glad you brought up Broadway Bo. yeah, actually, but his football career was cut short, so there's a little bit of, you know, leeway, I kind of feel bad for the guy, so let's lay off of him.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks for the call, Keith, appreciate it.
No problem, thank you.
All right, 319-366-1600. Couple of basketball players, college basketball players, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
2270, former Duke All-American Grayson Allen.
Yeah.
And the pride of the Purdue Boilermakers, Brian Cardinal. He was Brad Davidson, bigger with a nastier attitude, if you don't remember Brian Cardinal back in the day for the Purdue Boilermakers.
Yeah, I do remember him, and I think I can see him being on the list. We're squeezing in bowling here, including from our friend Todd Brummelkamp.
Oh, we adore the Pin Pals. We adore them.
Very astute, Todd.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. 319-366-1600. Kellen Winslow the second says 2270. Of course, obviously, a checkered situation as far as that particular athlete is concerned. And 4570 weighing in. More bowling. Everyone that beats us in bowling on Wednesday nights. On bowling night in America. Yeah.
How can you not despise Antonio Brown after what he did last year? Yeah. Leaving the field in the middle of a game, Tampa Bay game, ripping off his jersey, and taking his ball and going home. How can you not despise that guy?
Yeah, very much so. 319-366-1600. No one has said Bobby Knight, 1960. Maybe we've forgotten about Bobby Knight. Yes, and we cannot forget about Brian Cardinal's knee pads.
No. I'm going out, and it's not an individual, but I just despise this to the nth degree, and that is any NFL defense that recovers a fumble, makes an interception, pick six, what have you, running down to the end zone, posing for a group picture, and acting like they've never done that before. I just despise that.
They all do it, though, now.
I don't care.
There's no camera down there anymore when it was, you know, the stands were empty and whatnot. It's, man, the 4K, the what, the 8K camera is down there now as far as the networks are concerned. We need to take a break. We'll take a quick one, come back, have more of your texts and phone calls at 319-366-1600 about our Friday topic as we talk about athletes, sports figures, terrific but despised. More to come on the Gym Class here at KGYM.
Daughtry. Heavy is the crowd. The Dearly Beloved Tour. The multi-platinum, multi-award winner returns Saturday, July 23rd, McGrath Amphitheater. With special guest, Blackstone Cherry. Tickets on sale now at creventslive.com. Daughtry. Live.
Did you know that motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any other motor vehicle on the roadway? Safe riding practices and cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on our nation's highways. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. All motorists are reminded to safely share the road and to be extra alert. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Back on the Gym Class on KGYM as we dive back into our Friday topic here on this Friday edition of the program, 319-366-1600. Some more people that are at the top of the sports world in some capacity or another that are despised out there. 1785, I know who this is. Jerry Jones. Thank you for listening and for chiming in here today. Olympic Committee says 2270. Interesting. Interesting. And outside the state of, from outside the state of Iowa, I assume 6714, or just saying outside the state of Iowa, we had your Brad Davidson. Now we have Jordan Bohannon. So we got them both. We got them both.
Couple folks weighing in with Tom Izzo. Facial expressions to the refs. Kind of a crybaby. Michigan State basketball coach.
Very good. Very good. This one has not been said, and in his day, even though he was not a superstar, he was still a very good player. Now, Mark, he has a very soft spot in the heart of you and I. But that would be Mr. Number 12, one of our favorite catchers, A.J. Pierzynski, right? No one has said A.J. Pierzynski yet.
He comes up on a lot of topics, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. But, boy, we loved him, didn't we, when he was on our team?
The only time.
0655 says the Stan Kroenke. Ah, yes.
Stan. Thanks, Alex Kuhn, for weighing
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I checked just to make sure. And let's see. I'm not sure if that is or not, but yeah, that would be Alex weighing in right there. Our first LeBron James from 3349 out there. Thank you for weighing in.
Why is he despised? Kobe Bryant, I've heard too. Why are they despised?
Not sure. I mean, they are outspoken at times about their teammates, about their team, about the makeup of their team. That is something that I think is obviously new over the last decade plus. You know, you go back 30 years and you would never, rarely come out against teammates or the ownership, what have you, unless you were the New York Yankees back in the Bronx Zoo days. But you didn't have that very often. You kind of stayed in the clubhouse.
Justin weighing in with a UFC entrant, Colby Covington.
Going to take your word for it, Justin.
Todd, help us out with that one.
Going to take your word for it. Kyle, obviously a Cardinal fan, saying Don Denkinger. Thank you very much for weighing in on that. And now that's still a tough one for Cardinal fans to swallow out there.
Is that the Cardinal Royal series?
Yes. That was the I-70 series, going back a little bit. Hockey coming up tonight. Want to thank everybody for all of the interaction. Appreciate it. We'll have another topic for you coming up next week, which is Friday the 13th, by the way. Maybe we'll do famous number 13s. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out. I'm just throwing it out there, Mark. 319-366-1600. But thank you very much. We do appreciate it. And we have fun on Fridays. Not that we don't have fun the rest of the week, but just interacting and looking back on things. Always good out there. Hockey tonight. Toronto and Tampa Bay, 6 o'clock with the pregame. And they dropped the puck at just past 6:30. All of our frequencies. NBA basketball throughout the weekend. We've got Sunday night baseball with the Cubs hosting the Dodgers. And then back into basketball coming up on Monday night for you right here on KGYM. Happy Mother's Day weekend to everybody out there, and my wife, my mom, and yeah, should be a good one out there. I think we're finally going to get good weather starting tomorrow. Fingers crossed on that.
Remember, there's a horse called Summer is Tomorrow in the Derby.
And it could be right. Are you just throwing that out there, Mark?
Or I'm just throwing that out.
That's there. Apropos indeed. Have a good weekend, Mark.
You as well.
All right. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back with you on Monday at 3.